This is Donnie Jackson, editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and I'm with James Clevenger of Hughes. James, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Donnie, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So, APCO is right around the corner. Looking forward to seeing you there in Orlando. But for people that may not have seen Hughes or talked to Hughes in a while, can you catch us up on some of the different business relationships and things that the satellite company has?
Sure. It's been a pretty exciting time here at Hughes over the past year and a half or so, probably going back further than that. But recently, you probably are aware that our parent company, EchoStar, merged with Dish Networks. And Dish and EchoStar now have a unique set of assets. And what Dish brought to the table was their spectrum and their cellular capabilities. So Hughes is now in a very unique position where we have the traditional geo satellite capabilities that I think we're built on and everybody probably knows us as. But in addition to that, we are now connected to the OneWeb cluster of LEO satellites and have an offering of Hughes-managed LEO, as well as we manufacture our flat panel antennas, our ESAs, that connect to that Hughes-managed LEO network that everyone is talking about, as well as some of our more traditional services. We have digital signage capabilities, we have security capabilities, and we're a very strong terrestrial broadband aggregator, which gives us a really unique position in the marketplace in that we can make all of these different access technologies work together, in various methods. We have solutions where we have geo satellite connections working with a cellular connection. We have capabilities of using geo and LEO, and of course there's MEO in there as well. So Hughes has a unique set of capabilities with our set of assets that all of a sudden that merger has created, and it's a pretty exciting time. We've got a really unique story to tell, and I hope people come by and we'll have a couple of our flat panels down with us at APCO, and we're excited to see our first responder community that we've supported over the years.
Okay, so number one, you guys have been famous for all of the geo satellites. They're 22,000 miles away, but now you've got people access to both the LEO, the low Earth orbit, and MEO. And you know, I guess as if I'm an end user, an agency or something, yeah, I could subscribe to a geo, and yes, I could subscribe to a LEO. But what you're saying is it would be up to me to figure out how to make those things work in a complementary manner, and you're saying Hughes can do that for me.
Absolutely.
One throat to choke, or integrator. We'll call it integrator.
Back to pat. Yeah, certainly. It's really looking at, because we support a lot of different, and all of a sudden LEO brings to bear communication capabilities such as comms on the pause, comms on the move, and those types of capabilities, and so we really look at each individual customer, be it a federal customer or a state, first responder, and look at what the applications and the needs are, and then we have a very unique set of technologies to put the best of breed in place and help integrate them so that the end customer cannot worry about that and can go on and fight the fire or the tornado or whatever the incident is that they have to respond to with, almost no notice in some cases. So, APCO is a big show for us. We're really excited to be down there this year, and we're looking forward to seeing a lot of our community, our first responders, and as well as a lot of our partners that we work with will be down there as well.
Okay, and just to clarify also, these solutions that you all have, I don't need to have a team of engineers to turn these on out in the field.
No. You probably will have a very good support staff, as most of these agencies do. I don't think anybody complains about having too big a staff. These days they're all being, budget constrained, so there are very much situations where we can take on the install, the activation, the upfront training is very important so that we can train those who will be, obviously we can't be at every fire with these guys, but we can make sure that the people going out there, it's as easy as turning it on, plugging and playing, through practice, rehearsals, having a good upfront plan, knowing what technologies can and can't do, and making sure that we're enabling them to the best of our ability so that they can save lives.
Very cool. And for the people that are going to APCO, where can they find you and
Thank you. Good reminder. Hughes will be at booth 953, and we will have our two flat panel ESAs, electronically steerable antennas there. So please stop by, check them out, talk to us, and I look forward to meeting everyone.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to coming and seeing you guys next week.
Donnie, I can't wait.
Thanks.